Early voting resumes today in Bloomington after a ballot mistake. But what about the 9,500 voters affected by the error?
We are not going to prevent any voter from having the opportunity to cast votes in that race. And that's the bottom line of what we're going to do.
That's Tim Mitchell from the Bloomington Election Commission. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, October 5th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with early voting resuming today in Bloomington after being paused last week because of a mistake on the ballot. Two judicial retention questions were accidentally left off that ballot, affecting around 9,500 vote-by-mail and early vote ballots. The Bloomington Election Commission suspended early voting last Thursday after discovering the error. BEC Executive Director Tim Mitchell says they'll likely send new mini-ballots to those people with just the two missing questions on it.
Any ballot that has been cast will be counted, and if they don't return it, essentially it would be like the equivalent of them just not voting in that race.
Mitchell says they'll likely go to court to seek a judge's approval of whatever solution they go with, given the unusual situation.
Anything we send out is obviously going to have an explanation as to why you're getting it and what you need to do with it if you so choose.
Moving forward, a corrected ballot is now available. That means early voting is available again to all McLean County residents this week at Grossinger Motors Arena in downtown Bloomington. Early voting for McLean County residents who do not live in Bloomington was never affected. They are served by the county clerk's office, not the BEC. And early voting will be expanding to Eastland Mall in Bloomington and locations near ISU later this month. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County now has 8 people hospitalized from COVID-19 as of yesterday. It's down from a peak of 13 late last week. The testing positivity rate is at 2.7%, lower than the statewide and national averages. ISU leader Larry Dietz says in a campus-wide message that President Trump's bout with COVID is a critical local reminder to wear masks, physically distance, and wash your hands frequently. Congressman Rodney Davis and Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan will meet tonight in Champaign for the first debate of the 2020 season. We'll be airing that debate Wednesday night at 7 and hosting a WGLT debate ourselves next week here in Normal. And the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7. They're expected to review and possibly vote to accept a bicycle and pedestrian master plan update. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. New data show the Bloomington Normal economy continues to bounce back from the pandemic in spots. After big drops in retail sales during the spring, the summer improved quite a bit. Charlie Schlenker has more.
After big drops in retail sales during the spring, the summer improved a lot. Patrick Hoban of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council says there was no traditional bump in sales for April as people spent tax returns. They then spent cautiously in May because of the pandemic. Hoban says retail sales improved in June, and July shocked him.
But right now, July somehow passed the last 2 years. So I want to take a deeper dive into this to see if there's any changes in the rates or if we really just loosened our wallets with the loosening of the restrictions. Like, was everybody just cooped up for so long that when it was time to finally get back out and about, we did and started spending like crazy? Or is there something else in this number? But either way, I mean, spending is back. So that's a good thing. So what I have noticed locally is the shifting in the dollars, you know, from some of the sit-down restaurants to some of the hardware stores. I don't know about everybody else, but you can just drive through the parking lots and see the rise there. But spending's up. I just did not expect it to exceed the last 2 years.
Not all is rosy. Unemployment rates have begun to fall, though Hoban says the McLean and DeWitt County area are not where they need to be. He says 8% unemployment might look good compared to the height of the Great Recession when the housing bubble popped, but alongside the average of the last few years, it's not so great. He finds an uneven picture as well in the number of workers with jobs in the area.
From March to April, it dropped about 12,000. So now we're really starting to compare from March to July, where are we at? And so we went from being down about 12,000 to now we're down 4,000. It is good news, but we're actually still down 9,000 compared to last year. But trending-wise, we're trending in the right direction when it comes to our employment.
Another metric the Economic Development Council pays attention to is business investment. Businesses expanding or new ones coming in and building. Hoban says data for the second quarter is mixed, but overall presents a hopeful picture.
Permit-wise, we're definitely down for the number of projects, but that's totally being made up. We had already projected that we were going to exceed this by some of the projects in the pipeline. We have surpassed last year. So total investment in McLean County is at right now $178 million, last year at $124. I see this continuing through October and November. Even though we would normally decline then due to the colder months, there's still more projects on the way. So as that goes, I think we're going to have a really good year when it comes to commercial investments.
The number of leads, site visits, and the people who ask for proposals from the Economic Development Council for possible locations for new businesses is actually up a bit, close to one a week, Hoban says. And while Hoban's job encourages him to romance potential businesses and to be optimistic about Bloomington normal prospects, he says development field thinking suggests permanent economic changes the pandemic may bring could help McLean County.
Data centers used to be these really large national centers. Now they're starting to be smaller, more regional based, but then even, I don't want to call them micro data centers, but you're going to see them smaller units getting closer to cell phone towers, because as we all started working from home, as the kids went back to school, they crashed Zoom. There's so much more cloud computing needed, and that's why you're going to see more data centers on the rise.
He says the continued use of work-from-home technology will also make it more likely for people to choose Bloomington Normal to live and work and only occasionally commute to an office in Chicago. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Hoban's comments came from the most recent BN by the Numbers quarterly seminar from the Economic Development Council. Before we let you go, a programming note about this here podcast. Today is my last day as your regular leadoff host. Starting tomorrow, our very own Dana Vollmer will be taking over as the voice of this show. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.